Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us.
February is National Library Lovers Month. Wolfner Library staff would like to share some love with you. We will be sharing with you some of our favorite titles. You will hear from our staff as they tell you about books they love and give a little insight into their personalities. All titles are available through Bard or Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library. Give us a call to request any title at 800-392-2614. I am Jamie Livingston. I am the Adult Services Librarian at Wolfner. I have been here since November of 2022. My current favorite book is Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt, book number DB107924. It is a mystery that is funny, full of interesting, quirky characters, and one of the main characters is an octopus that lives at the Seoul Bay Aquarium. He is pretty smart and helps solve the central mystery. I enjoyed this debut novel by Shelby Van Pelt. I look forward to her writing more stories.
Hi, I'm Lori Brown, Director of Public Services. I've been with Wolfner Library for 7 years now. The book I wanted to tell you about is called The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson. DB055748. We have it in large print, LP030232, and the Braille is a BRG02644. The Devil in the White City is a nonfiction book that showcases the intertwined stories of Daniel Burnham, the architect behind the 1893 World's Fair, and Dr. Holmes, a notorious serial killer who used the fair to lure his victims. This shows that appearances do not depict reality with the glamour of the white city of the World's Fair with crime and murder in Chicago. I chose this book because it showcases Eric Larson as an author. He is a master of narrative nonfiction, which reads like fiction to tell vivid stories. He also has Isaac Storm, about the hurricane in Galveston, Texas, that killed 10,000 people. That is DB048811. I suggest reading an Eric Larson book for anyone who only reads fiction, and it is not so sure about reading a nonfiction. There are many to choose from in a wide array of subjects provided by this author.
Hi, this is Lisa Kincaid. I'm the Youth Services Specialist, or librarian if you choose. And the book that I chose as my favorite is The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, which is part of the Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. And if you go looking for it, it is DB016985, but you can also find it in large print and Braille in our collection. And the reason I enjoy the Voyage of the Dawn Treader is because it's a continuing story. Lucy and Edmund, who are a couple of the main characters from some of the earlier stories, come back to Narnia and they reunite with one of their friends, Prince Caspian, who's going on a sea voyage to find 7 noble lords who also went to sea but never returned. Now, they did not come back this time with their brother and sister, Peter and Susan, but instead they have a tag-along in the form of their cousin Eustace, who is not particularly a nice person. What I love most about this book is not only all of the fantastic places that they visit on this voyage, but that it's also about the journey of growing up and becoming to get to know yourself better as well as getting to know others better. And there's a dragon in there somewhere, but you'll have to listen to it to see where that shows up. I don't want to give too many spoilers away.
Hi, my name is Kenna. I'm a reader advisor here with Wolfner Library, and this past January marked my 3 years of being a reader advisor. I have been with Wolfner, though, since June of 2020, starting out as a circulation tech and then moving on to being a reader advisor. Okay, so we had to pick our favorite book, and it was very hard to pick just one, but I did choose Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, DB92245. That one is it is one of my favorite books of all time. And I say it's my favorite probably because it was able to elicit very strong emotions in me. And usually books don't do that. I can disconnect pretty well. But if the character's circumstances are like super unique and hard to relate to, which the main character, Kaya, her life is that way from the outset. It's very unique. But this book roped me in from page one and it didn't let me go. And I did actually shed a few tears over it, which I haven't cried over a book ever. So... And it was, I have a soft spot for coming of age stories like this one, and they hit me the hardest emotionally. It's a little bit weird to feel nostalgia for something that you read like 50 or 60 pages back, but it's the real deal. You really feel like you've grown up with the character and actually have been there alongside her through her pivotal moments of her life. And it does have suspenseful moments, which I love, love, love. It was just overall very beautiful, vivid, and haunting book, I'd say. I did find myself immediately connecting with Kaya and her whole story. And it is just the kind of book that makes you sit slack-jawed and starry-eyed when you're done, and it takes a while to come back to reality.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Lingle, and I'm a reader advisor here at Wolfner. I've been here for about 6 months, and I think the best book I've read this year is Bel Canto by Ann Patchett. This is a book that came across my desk as a large print donation. It just kind of caught my eye because it had that Penn Faulkner Award on it. But I love it because it has a cast of characters who, on the outset, look extremely diverse culturally, politically, economically, and they're all thrown together into one house, and the story kind of follows their daily life together. And the farther the book goes, the more similar we see that all of these characters are, and they form these really initially strange relationships that begin to forge into something meaningful. For me, the book read like a Shakespearean tragedy. The words and the world created were so beautiful and captivating, but you know in the back of your head, there's no way for things to end up well. But there's so much hope and romance and life that you keep doubting your own faculties. You just keep thinking that maybe everything's going to turn out all right. So if you like a thoughtful literary fiction type book, this would be a great book to try. It's also available not just in audio and braille, but soon to be large print. DB054190 in braille, BR020801, and soon in large print, LP034935.
Hello, my name is Brandon Kempf. I am a reader advisor at the Wolfner Library in Missouri. I've been here with Wolfner for almost 22 years now, and the book I chose to highlight as a favorite is The Wonder Boys by Michael Chabon, DB042023. The novel explores the themes of creativity, identity, and complexities of adult life. The protagonist, Grady Tripp, is a talented but troubled English professor and writer who is grappling with issues such as writer's block, failed relationships, and a sense of stagnation in his life. The novel delves into the challenges of balancing personal and professional life, the pursuit of artistic fulfillment, and the consequences of one's choices. It is at both times humorous and a thought-provoking novel, making it a rich exploration of the human experience. Overall, The Wonder Boys explores the idea of finding one's way in life and navigating the often messy journey of self-discovery, all with the author's wonderful, lively writing style and deep empathy for the human predicament.
Hello, my name is Brandon Lammers. I am the volunteer and recording studio manager. I have been with Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library in various positions for 21, almost 22 years. I have been with the studio for the past 6 years, taking over the managerial duties in October 2023. My pick for my favorite book is The Museum of Odd Body Leftovers, A Tour of Your Useless Parts, Flaws, and Other Weird Bits by Rachel Poliquin, recorded by Wolfner Library as DBC 24428. This book is set in a museum, and the tour guides are Wisdom Tooth and Disappearing Kidney. The exhibits are odd body parts that humans have had over the time, but through evolution we no longer use or need. The tour guides take you through the museum as they go over the history of these parts and what they were used for. While this book's intended audience is grade 3 through 6, I find that it is suitable for adults as well. The reason I picked this title is because it is one of my most favorite projects that we have done with the studio so far, and is one of the first books in which we used multiple narrators. I know it is a favorite of a couple of the volunteers who worked on it as well. It was also a Dogwood Award nominee. This book is informative in an entertaining way. The two narrators really brought out the creativeness of this book, and they were amazing. So go ahead and check out DBC 24428, The Museum of Odd Body Leftovers, A Tour of Your Useless Parts, Flaws, and Other Weird Bits by Rachel Poliquin.
Hey everybody, I'm Tim Emmel. I'm a Tech 3 here at Wolfner. That means I monitor the volunteers when they read and record their books. I also do work on the computer to get them all uploaded to Bard. I've only been doing that since about December, but I've been here at Wolfner for about 6.5 years. The book I chose was The Summer of Beer and Whiskey by Edward Acorn, DB79767, due to being a big baseball fan. This book traces the American Association, a league created by a rogues gallery of bar owners and brewers who wanted to go against what they thought was a bunch of stodgy owners in the National League. So it was really a way for them to sell more of their products, since the National League didn't allow for Sunday baseball or for the selling of beer and whiskey, and to establish a higher class of people. They charge 50 cents admission. So the American Association was founded for the sole purpose of selling beer, playing games on Sunday, and allowing people to come for 25 cents. So I really like this book because it talks not only about the history of the league, but also about the 1883 season, which was really exciting and came down to the wire in a matchup between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. The Browns were owned by this crazy brewer named Chris Von der Ahe, who basically only wanted to own a team so he could sell more beer, which you can't blame him. It was really fun to read this book and see the story of all these people. And in a weird twist of fate, the Browns, owned by Chris Von der Ahe, would go on to become the St. Louis Cardinals, who would then share their city with the newly formed St. Louis Browns, who were owned by Chris Von der Ahe. So I just thought it was kind of cool.
This is Robin Westfall, and my favorite book is The Glass Castle, a 2005 memoir by Jeanette Walls. Walls is an award-winning journalist who, at the very beginning of this story, is in a taxi in New York City on her way to a party. When she looks out of the window of the taxi, she sees her mother dressed in rags and digging through a dumpster. The book goes on to recount the unconventional, nomadic upbringing Walls and her siblings had at the hands of their deeply dysfunctional parents. The title refers to her father's long-held intention of building his dream house, a glass castle. The book's DB number is 015916.
Thanks for listening to our book recommendations. Be sure to call Wolfner at 800-392-2614 if you would like to read any of these selections. Happy National Library Lovers Month, and happy reading.
Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library Podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free at 1-800-392-2614, by email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov, or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/Wolfner.